Here's a disturbing thought. Every second we live in the Bay Area is a second that could bring an earthquake. It just happens. Like, say, right now. Now. A while back, I heard a talk by a Berkeley professor who had software that could warn your computer of an approaching earthquake before it arrived. You could hope for 10, maybe 20 seconds warning, depending on the epicenter. So I got to thinking, what would I do if I knew it was coming? I remember 1989. That was just a medium-sized quake, and it seemed like the floor was being shuffled like a deck of cards. So what about a mountain-moving, building-toppling, four horses of the apocalypse-type quake? Would I even want to know? I can't get out of my building in less than 30 seconds. Even if I could, I would probably just get pummeled by raining bricks. I suppose I could go to the roof instead, but that just seems weird. I could turn off the gas valve, but could I even find it with the end of the world just seconds away? Or would I just run around my apartment, frantically grabbing stuff before cowering under a doorframe? Actually, a doorframe is not a safe place to hide. You're better off either under a table or beside a piece of furniture so that debris falls on it rather than you. Mexico City tried an earthquake warning a few years ago when a trembler hit the coast. Everyone quietly stopped their cars or crawled under tables and then just waited. The quake never arrived, but I'm amazed that everyone stayed calm. It turns out the reason we don't already have an American system is that the government assumes anyone who gets the warning will panic and drive off a cliff or something, and no one wants to get sued. So there it is. If you knew the big one was just around the corner and there was nothing you could do to stop it, would you want to know? Speaking for myself, I think I would. I think knowledge is security. I think informed people act prudently to protect themselves and their families and not like crazed lemmings. And I believe that in a crisis, every second counts. Don't believe me? Just wait. 5, 4, 3, 2. With the Perspective, I'm Eric Vance.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.